This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host for the fourth hour, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. And we've covered a lot of elite techs in the last two plus years that I've been hosting the fourth hour, and really honored to be here, really glad to have this opportunity, and love speaking to you guys. It's one of the best podcasts and audience experiences that I've had is being here with you guys. And I want to do something a little different today because we've covered so many of the elite techs. I want to go back to what I really started getting into when it comes to all this stuff many, many years ago, which is Hollywood. And we're not going to just do the old Hollywood analysis of the occultists and all this kind of stuff. That's well known now, I think. And, you know, I was blogging on this 10, 12 years ago and then wrote my first book in 2016 on esoteric Hollywood. But what about something easy where it's useful for the audience to recommend films to their friends and family? To wake them up. And believe it or not, I think that the elite have the perspective that they do like to demonstrate what they're up to. They do like to show us ahead of time what's going on, fiction, and that predictive programming element is really important for how the elite run things and how they prepare us for things, and they warm us up. They kind of condition us to the things that are coming down the pipeline. So Hollywood and pop culture and the music industry, all of it together as part of mass media, plays a key role in this preparation phase. And a lot of the analysts and psychological warfare experts and the sociologists and the public opinion experts, the Bernayses, the Lipmans, they've talked about the role of Hollywood in all this. So what are 10 movies, the top 10 movies that openly display and expose the big conspiracy, the New World Order, the technocratic takeover in all of its facets and components? So I've chosen 10 that I think are the best. I think I've written extensively on every one of these. So if you're looking for a series of movies to watch with your friends and family, not all of these are appropriate for friends and all members of the family, I'll note, by the way. And in fact, the first one that I've chosen is not appropriate for everybody. In fact, I'd say, watch out, don't show it to your kids. But mature adults can understand that Kubrick was, whatever his motives, whatever you think of him as a filmmaker, he was definitely showing us a lot of what was really going on, how the world is really run through most of his films. In fact, four of his films make it to my top 10 list. And this is not any specific order. But the first movie I recommend for understanding is the 1999 controversial expose, you could say, Eyes Wide Shut. Now, this film was lampooned at the time. The critics didn't like it. A lot of people didn't understand it. And it is a bizarre film. But in Eyes Wide Shut, we have contemporaneous with the actual marital problems of Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman at the time, a movie that portrays their marital problems as they embark upon this bizarre, surrealist journey, we could say, particularly the main character, Tom Cruise, that is, who believes himself to be amongst the power elite. He thinks, well, I'm a really successful, wealthy doctor, upper class New York. My wife's involved in, you know, the art socialite sphere. And he has a lot of hubris and pride. And yet he realizes that his marriage is falling apart and that his wife apparently is not satisfied with him. This causes him to kind of go into a panic. And he's then tempted to engage in marital infidelity. And we see a lot of this kind of kicking off from this original Christmas party they're having, right? This leads him then on this long sort of mental journey, a psychological journey into basically what amounts to the real power structure. So he goes down this quest of seeking what he thinks is his first sexual fulfillment outside of his marriage. And then this leads him to a large estate outside of, you know, the central hub of New York, and he finds out that there's actually a sex cult at this estate. And it seems to be very wealthy, powerful British elites running this sex cult. And he's confronted and called out in front of everybody when he stumbles into this rabbit hole. And this leads him then to realize that he's not actually at the top of the totem pole. There's a higher level superstructure above him. and they're into some really dark Epstein-style stuff. Now, Kubrick was telling us that a long time ago. And when we come back, we'll learn more about this in my top 10 conspiracy.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brain Force Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something, and boom, or writing an article or writing a book, and then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We're talking about the top 10 conspiracy movies to show to your friends and family, although this one we don't want to show to our family necessarily. This one's a little overboard, but it is really important because it is giving us a window into what's really going on, and even it is kind of toned down, we could say, because, you know, Kubrick, I don't think he could really show us what was going on with, the darker side of this when it gets into things like the adrenochrome that Jim Caviezel was talking about. And I mean, that's even further than what's pictured in this film. But in this film, we have something like a kind of a high level elite sex cult. You see the head of the cult there sitting underneath the double headed eagle, which suggests some kind of high level secret society, a cult, sort of perhaps Ordo Ab Kaio, something maybe Crowleyan going on here. And Tom Cruise, again, inadvertently sort of stumbles into this, thinking that he's going to, you know, get the upper hand, or he's going to attain a new status, or he's just really curious. He wants to find out what's going on. So he's tempted, right, to engage in this ceremony outside of his marital relations here in this big secret society sex cult. And they say, no, actually, we're going to kill you because you have gone against what's allowed. And as you know, I'm not going to spoil the whole movie. You've probably seen it. But one of the supermodels from the very beginning who he saved, and by the way, there's a bunch of very beautiful supermodel women in this sex cult. And that's interesting because we know that in terms of Nygaard and a lot of these figures connected to Epstein, they actually did recruit and utilize a lot of supermodels. So it's very, very curious here that Kubrick was telling us this in 1999. But anyway, Tom Cruise basically realizes that he's going to be put to death. This cult has all the powers of an intelligence agency at their disposal, which, again, Kubrick is probably telling us something there, because Tom Cruise ends up being followed. He ends up getting threatened. And the supermodel who he saved at the beginning, she actually dies for him. Believe it or not, I think Alex had her on, the actress that played that role. She came on maybe 5 or 6 years ago on InfoWars. I remember that interview. And she basically said, yeah, everything that Kubrick's talking about in this film is real. Of course, Vivian Kubrick has come on Alex's show as well, several times. So I recommend Eyes Wide Shut as an overall analysis of, hey, look, Hollywood was telling us in movies all of this Epstein-Nygaard stuff back in 1999. And believe it or not, there's actually a lot of films prior to Eyes Wide Shut that are very similar to Eyes Wide Shut. Old black and white movies like Eye of the Devil with Donald Pleasance, right? That was actually telling us something very similar. Next, let's move on to another Kubrick film that I think is extremely revelatory, that a lot of people didn't initially think was that revelatory, but now it's been so dissected and so analyzed on YouTube, and I have a whole mini documentary that's gotten quite a few views analyzing it on YouTube, as well as many other YouTubers, and that's Stephen King's novel The Shining, made into a film in 1980 by Stanley Kubrick. And this movie has been dissected into oblivion, just like 2001 has. But what's fascinating about it is that it doesn't, in my view, this is my interpretation, you can disagree, but I don't ultimately think that it's about a haunted hotel. I think that it is in part about that, but it's also about something much deeper, which is about American society and Americanism as a whole. And the reason that's relevant is that we find out this hotel is actually haunted because it was at one point – the location where the jet set used to hang out. All the best people, we're told by the hotel manager, royalty, the elites, those who were successful, so to speak, in a worldly sense in life. And the main character, of course, Jack Torrance, is tempted. He's constantly sort of tempted throughout the film to in his mind, to think, if I'm going to get amongst the elite to become a great writer, which is his desire, right, I'm going to have to dispense with the things that hold me back, right? And eventually he realizes that that's Danny and Wendy, my wife, Wendy, right? He says, I got to get rid of Wendy. Wendy's holding me back. And there's a lot of interesting elements that people have picked apart, including myself, such as Wendy's interest in witchcraft. That's not really apparently clear right away, but if you go back and you watch the film, you'll notice that Shelley Duvall is actually reading in the very early sequences a lot of books on witchcraft. She's shown holding and studying witchcraft. So she's interested in the esoteric and the occult. She has stacks of witchcraft books, which I think suggests perhaps Jack also was reading his books, again, because he's also a literary figure who eventually becomes demonically possessed. And as we know, this becomes more and more apparent as the film progresses. And I think there is an argument to be made that Jack might have actually even abused Danny. Now, that's not, I mean, beyond physical abuse. And I say that because there's a recurring theme in a lot of Kubrick films about child trafficking, underage abuse, this kind of stuff. It actually comes up quite a bit, right? I mean, Kubrick did Lolita. It comes up in Barry Lyndon. It comes up in Eyes Wide Shut. So the Lili Sobieski character that I didn't mention in Eyes Wide Shut, she's actually apparently being she's human trafficked, you could say, because she's at the costume store when Bill Hartford is trying to get his costume for the sex cult event. And she's obviously an underage person who I think we're supposed to. She whispers to Bill Hartford, for example, that you need an ermine cloak if you're going to be hanging out with royalty. But Jack, of course, as we said, is eventually demonically possessed, and he ends up sort of trapped and a victim of this hotel. But there's a lot of sub-themes and motifs throughout the movie that make it clear that it's not just a critique of, a crazy writer trying to achieve elite status. It's about the dream or the promise of the American idea of you can make it amongst the elite if you're willing to sacrifice at all. And the criticism here is that includes, in Jack's mind, right, he goes crazy trying to make it into the elite to the point where he's ready to sacrifice his wife and kids. He's so insane, right? That's really, I think, what the film is about. By the way, in the movie, they're actually watching a movie called Summer of 42, which is about a pedophilic relationship. So Shelley Duvall and Danny are actually watching that movie at one point, which is really bizarre. It's not really appropriate for a child, right? And then the movie ends, of course, with Jack doing the Baphomet pose, as above, so below, where he's immortalized amongst the individuals at the hotel. So we see him in a 1921 photograph, right, telling us that essentially he's not only was he possessed, he's basically condemned to be one of these haunting phantasms of this hotel. But I think that it's also an allegory for America and how America, in a sense, if it has abandoned its original principles, right, basic moral principles, values, America can become a haunted, possessed Overlook Hotel, you see, because you know that isn't it, I think, built on an Indian burial ground, all this kind of stuff, right? So I think that's what that's actually about. Next, I would say the movie 2001, even though it's been dissected a million times, this would be my number three film. And it's relevant because the whole Arthur C. Clarke storyline of 2001, 2010, and 3001, that whole trilogy is about the evolutionary ascent of man to become a transhumanist god. Literally, it's about the apotheosis of man. And we know that because, of course, Arthur C. Clarke was hanging out with a lot of the esoteric occult circles. Arthur C. Clarke was into a kind of Luciferianism, you could say, and he did believe that technology would be the means by which humanity would become gods. And so if you think about 2001, I'm sure everybody's seen it. If you go back and watch it, you'll notice that the evolutionary process where the apes discover technology and dominance through technology when one ape hits the other guy on the head with a bone, this then leads to the next phase of human development, which we fast forward to being in space and the conquering of space and Bowman being sent out to investigate these strange signals that are coming from various space locations. And then we get the next phase of evolution, which is man versus AI, right? Bowman versus Howell. And who will win? Well, it turns out, of course, Bowman wins that that battle. And so he becomes a god figure. He steps outside of, when he goes through the portal or whatever, he steps out of the time and space universe into the next dimension and is reborn as Starchild. And in the story, Starchild nukes Earth because it's time to start over, right? It's a depopulation narrative, right? In the novel, in Clark's version, Kubrick changes that. But it is a completely Luciferian expose. And when we come,
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We are breaking down my top 10 conspiracy movies that reveal and explain and expose the New World Order in varying ways and capacities. And we were talking about 2001: A Space Odyssey from 1968 from Kubrick again. And the thing about Space Odyssey is that although I don't agree with the overall philosophy that's being presented in the movie, it's relevant because it's giving us an insight into the attitude and perspective of the elite. And I do think that it has a lot of these sort of esoteric and alchemical sub themes going on. It's about not just evolution, but man's ascent into apotheosis and the elite perspective of how that occurs via technology, because as the series progresses on beyond the first movie, I would actually recommend if you watch the second movie with Roy Scheider, 2010, it's about the Cold War ending so that we get a world government, believe it or not. So out of the Cold War dialectics comes a synthesis of the New World Order, and the New World Order in that movie is presented as sending forth humans into the cosmos to seed the cosmos so that we can become gods of the universe, basically. And in 3000, in the third installment of Arthur C. Clarke, it actually has Hal and Bowman coming together in a kind of transhumanist entity known as Halman, and man becomes God, right? So that's what the series is ultimately about, but it's all predicated not just on Darwinism, but on a mystical Darwinian apotheosis where conflict, thesis, antithesis, synthesis leads to the apotheosis of transhumanism. That's actually what the whole movie and the series is about, if you pay attention to it. And that also leads into another quasi-transhumanist film, my fourth choice when it comes to the top 10 movies that display and illustrate the New World Order and the revelation of the method, predictive programming, and all, is the Matrix trilogy, which begins in 1999. I'm sure everybody's seen the Matrix trilogy, but did you pay attention to a lot of the Gnostic, neo-Gnostic sub-themes, to the Platonism, to the esoteric idea that Neo, this individual who is, we later find out, the ninth or tenth, right, version of Neo. I don't remember exactly, but it's something like that, right? There have been several other Neos that were the one, but the tenth instantiation or ninth, whatever it is, of Neo is the final one because he's actually going to break the pattern, break the matrix. And so initially it's about whether we're determined, predestined to be part of this scheme, this sort of computer program that doesn't allow for free will. And you have this architect character, this great architect, which is, again, kind of a Masonic idea that God is this architect, this grand architect of the universe, and that Neo breaks out of this because he's supposedly determined to only have a couple options in this choice at the end between, coming after the great architect or, saving Trinity, right? And so initially it's about free will and choice. And then as the series expands on, it becomes about synthetic virtual realities. It becomes about a future dystopia where, you know, we've been imprisoned by this AI. And there's a lesser known series called The Animatrix, where it turns out that the AI was actually able to take over through this weird cryptocurrency that it invented. I'm not saying that's Bitcoin. I'm a supporter of Bitcoin, but I just thought it's funny that it engages in atmospheric geoengineering, spraying the AI in the Animatrix series. So that's part of the storyline that's not in the mainline movies, but there's a lot of predictive programming in the Matrix series. So it's definitely worth watching. The basic philosophy here is Gnosticism and Platonism. And so we're just hearkening back to these ancient systems of philosophy that I think it hit really well for audiences in the 90s, because that's right when the internet was starting to get really popular. And then there was a lot of hacker movies in the 1990s. And so even though there is a way you could read The Matrix as a kind of a narrative where we're awakened, where we wake up to reality, ultimately, it's also kind of a Gnostic presentation, which doesn't really wake us up. So it's both revealing and concealing, I would say, when it comes to the Matrix trilogy, because you can use it as an analogy for where we are in the world, that it seems like we exist in a Matrix system where, you know, we can't get ahead. It's gamed against us as individuals, as normal people. You can't rise up. It's a super mega corporate control structure. That's what we see here in the first one. But we find out that actually it's much deeper than it being some kind of socio-political economic control structure. The oppression in the Matrix story is actually all of reality being an illusion, being a prison. The idea that all reality is a prison, again, is an ancient Platonic slash Gnostic view. And I know that Gnosticism and Platonism are not identical, but that's where I would disagree. I don't think that all reality is inherently evil or some kind of a prison. But we are existing in a fallen reality, and we are, in a, you could say, underneath the dominance of fallen angelic entities, right? And so in that sense, it's partly true. So you could read Agent Smith as, you know, something like a Satan figure, and you could read Neo as a kind of a Christ-like figure, again, with limitations here. And so the red pill and the blue pill then symbolize the blue pill staying an NPC, staying a normie, staying believing Biden and this kind of stuff, right? Whereas the red pill is waking up to what's really going on, that reality is controlled, that reality is, we're lied to about reality on a massive scale. I'm not saying everything's a lie, but a lot of what we are told in mainline education and in mainline churches and all this kind of stuff is not true. It's a lie. It's part of the Matrix system. And so really the only way out of this is a type of religious conversion. And so I think we could read that element of the Matrix properly and correctly. The next movie I would say in my list coming to the top 10 here is, or I guess this would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, this fifth one would be Network. And I just covered Network. We just talked about it fairly recently on one of the fourth hours with you guys. And this is the satirical film from 1976, which you think is about I was glad to go back and watch it. I'd never seen the whole thing until fairly recently in terms of paying a lot of attention. I think I saw it many years ago and I fell asleep. Not because it's bad. It's just watching it late at night. So I watched it intently and paid attention. And I was amazed at the depth of this movie. This film has so much in it. And it is quasi-satirical because the Carnival Barker media character, who Howard Beale, who starts to, because this network is dying, he wants ratings, and he starts to just sort of rant. So we get kind of the first notions of modern media, of it being about cult of personality and it being about infotainment, which I don't necessarily have a problem with that. But it's clearly showing that the future of media will be about transitioning out of the boring old figures that, you know, the Walter Cronkites that sit there and tell you that you should believe in the New World Order. And it will be transitioning into these sort of loud, crazy figures, right? And it even has reality TV in this movie. They actually start a reality TV show about a communist cell in the movie, which is pretty wild, right? This is the 1970s. Nobody had done reality. This is years before MTV and Road Rules and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So here we have this prediction of reality TV and this really famous, there's actually a few famous speeches in the movie. And you see the sequence here that they're showing. That's, of course, the most famous one that we talked about a couple fourth hours back. And it's this sort of socio-economic Darwinian corporate control, the metaphysics of corporatism, basically, is the purpose of this speech. We'll talk about that when we come back on the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer, Jay's Analysis. Don't go anywhere and head over to the InfoWars store.
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste, designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have turmeric toothpaste, We have the ultimate tooth whitening with Curl Calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We've got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all three toothpaste in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. My guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. And as I was saying, be sure after the show to head on over to the InfoWars store and make use of all those excellent products that are over there. I have quite a few in my bathroom. In fact, the Curl Calcium toothpaste, I'm a big fan of that. We have some of the other supplements and nutritional aids that Alex offers, and we're big fans of those, so I definitely recommend getting those, and also the t-shirts and the books and all the other offers that are over there to support the InfoWar, keep this show going. And we were talking about Network, the 1976 film, which is a great satire of mass media, and in many ways very predictive because it shows the control of mass media in all forms on the minds of the public, and how the public can really be swayed in a mob mentality, so to speak. And the Howard Beale character ultimately tries to step up against the system, against the matrix, you could say. And he's immediately shot down by this figure who we find out is actually a sort of a BlackRock Vanguard sort of character who has this giant, hedge fund conglomerate that is buying the network. And the network says to Howard Beale, we run you and control you. You don't have this freedom. You're the creation of us, and we can destroy you at any moment. And so Howard Beale, who kind of sees himself as this quasi-prophet, quasi-religious figure, is realizing, oh, no, I'm actually a creation of this entity. And that weird sequence there where he's being lectured at by the big BlackRock CEO there, right? He finds out that this figure is sort of a God figure to him, and it's a very religious sort of sequence. And Beale actually says, I've seen the face of God, speaking of this CEO corporate figure. And so it's not about truth. It's not even about ratings. It's about what the megacorp wants, and they control and destroy Howard Beale at will. So that there's a lot of really profound truth, especially in that corporate metaphysics sequence, as it's sometimes called, the metaphysics of corporatism or whatever. It's a great film, and it's full of a lot of really profound truths and predictive elements, as I said, the reality show in there, that it's just wild, all the stuff that's in that movie. I highly recommend it if you've never seen it. But it's great for showing the absurdity and the reality of corporate media control. Next movie I would say that's great in the top 10 list for waking up your friends and family, which pretty much everybody can watch, is the 1988 classic from John Carpenter, They Live. They Live is one of the best conspiracy movies that's pretty accurate. Now, depending on how literal you want to read it, you could read They Live as a story about aliens, or you could read They Live as a story about, again, mass media control in the New World Order. It's not perfect. There's a couple areas of the film that I think are kind of silly that I would disagree with, but They Live is a story. It's kind of a cartoonist, satirical story, you could say, of sort of a drifter, Roddy Piper, John Nada. He sort of wanders into L.A. looking for work, and he ends up staying at a homeless encampment and finding a construction job. And while he's staying at this homeless encampment looking for work, He hears a signal that's broadcast from a local church that comes through on a TV show, and they hijack the signal and they say everything that you've been being told is a lie, and there's a corporate system that's controlling you, and we're being controlled by our desires and by consumerism and all this stuff, and the signal goes away because they lose the signal. So this begins him questioning, and he figures out that it's coming from this church nearby. And this church, it turns out, is manufacturing these glasses that allow you to, when you put them on, see what's really going on. You can see through the signal that's being broadcast that controls your perception of reality. And so this leads to a kind of a burgeoning rebellion and revolution. Yeah, there's the signal as they're watching it that's breaking through the TV screen, through the advertisements and the consumerism. And this leads to this sort of undercurrent of revolution against the system. And as soon as this starts to build, the system finds out about it, and they send basically a giant police state killdozer to come through and just destroy the entire homeless encampment, right? This sends Roddy Piper, John Nada, on the run, and they reconfigure, and they try to, again, build this revolution against the system. And it turns out it's not what they thought it was. It's not just a corporate control. It turns out there's these sort of alien beings that appear as humans, but they're this sort of off-world demonic parasite that is leeching on everyone and controlling everyone through this signal that they're emitting from a control tower, from a satellite on the top of a media building. So again, a lot of allegories, a lot of parallels there, that the corporate control, the consumerist society, it's all about conform, consume, obey, watch, be quiet, stay asleep, right? Exactly. Keeping you in the matrix, so to speak. And, again, it gets really wild. It turns into a battle with the alien entities and these off-world things. And the idea is, well, if I can destroy the signal that they're emitting, then I can get rid of them. So it's a great allegory. It's a great film overall. I highly recommend watching They Live if you've never seen it. The next movie I would recommend in my list of the top 10 conspiracy movies that show us what's really going on in the world would be Clockwork Orange. Once again, Kubrick makes the list again. And this one is really important because this is based on Anthony Burgess's novel, which he also has another dystopian novel, by the way, called The Wanting Seed. And that might be relevant if you're not familiar with that dystopian story for what's going on in the world. I won't say what it's all about, but it's about a lot of what's going on. It's an element of the dystopia that not many people have talked about. For example, 1984 doesn't talk about the Skittles rainbow element of the dystopia that we're going into. But The Wanting Seed does. Brave New World does, by the way. But Clockwork Orange is interesting because it's a dystopian novel, and the movie presentation is not really about what you first think it's going to be. You think it's about, okay, there's these droogs, these gangsters that are running around New York, these wily British street folk, and you think, okay, so this is going to be about a gang. And no, it turns out when Alex is arrested, he's put into a medical psychiatric rehabilitation program. And so the first act of the movie is about, you know, the gang stuff and the havoc that they're wreaking. And then the rest of the film turns into basically an MK Ultra rehabilitation Skinner box. The rest of the movie is basically Alex in a Skinner box undergoing MK Ultra mind control conditioning. And the best sequence in the whole film that explains the purpose of all this is when one of the social scientist psychiatric guys gets up there and he says that the whole purpose of all of this is to take all of these inmates as an experiment to recondition them, to emasculate them and turn them into completely obedient, subservient creatures of the system, to basically break them in and to turn them into soy bug men, basically. So the prison system is the test tube for what they call in the movie the Ludovico method, which is this method of re-imprinting you through trauma-based mind control and drugs to make you into a completely obedient, submissive soy man. And in the film, it's if I recall, it's been many years since I've watched it. I did an essay on this many years ago, but it's basically effective in the case of Alex, right? He eventually gets rehabilitated, or he gets conditioned, so to speak, into being this sort of docile vegetable, right? And then after that, we see him maybe having a dream of a fantasy of engaging in his baser desires. But ultimately, it seems like the Ludovico method is effective in creating this docile, mind-controlled public. And that's eventually what they want. So this is a very profound dystopian message that movie message that I think ultimately is about MKUltra. And I think Burgess probably knew what Tavistock Clinic and what the MKUltra doctors were up to, because that had a big role in the UK. It wasn't just America. It was kind of a global thing. It turns out MKUltra was everywhere. So when we come back, we'll finish up the last few movies that are the top 10 conspiracy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less. Guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. We are going through the top 10 conspiracy movies of all time that show us how the world really works. They were telling us all along in so many films what's actually going on in the world. And movies are a great way to wake up your friends and family that don't know about this stuff or kind of maybe just now kind of waking up and figuring out what's going on. You can go back and show them, hey, a lot of these old movies that you grew up with that you saw when you were a kid, you know, they were actually telling you a lot of this stuff if you paid attention. And I want to remind you, too, that for our audience in terms of movies, we'll be doing a live event in Hollywood very soon with Jamie Kennedy. If you've seen the Jamie Kennedy Experiment, if you've seen Malibu's Most Wanted, if you've seen, Scream, so many great movies. And I think Jamie was in what it might be one of the funniest TV shows of all time. The Jamie Kennedy Experiment is genius. And a lot of interesting psychology if you watch that show, too. It's not just a comedy show. There's a lot of interesting psychological studies you could do on the basis of how people react to a lot of those scenarios. And if you go to my Twitter, the very top of my Twitter, you'll see a pinned tweet that got a lot of views. And then right underneath that, you'll see the Eventbrite link. You can get right there. Go to that. It's on my Twitter. It's at the very top, Jay Dyer on Twitter. And you can get tickets to our event July 6th at the Valley Relics Museum. They're in Van Nuys, right outside of Los Angeles or Los Angeles area, Malibu area-ish area. So get your tickets there at Eventbrite, and we'll be doing a five-hour event where we cover Hollywood, we cover movies. Me and my wife, I do a lot of comedic stuff and do a lot of impressions. We have an hour and a half on film analysis that Jamie does. I do an hour and a half on my book, Film Symbolism, and on philosophy. So I'll be talking about this book. You can come get your book signed, book signing, all of that. And then Jamie Kendall will be doing stand-up for about 20 or 30 minutes as the headliner of the show towards the end. So go get your tickets at the Eventbrite link. It's also on every post on my website. You can find the links there to get the tickets. July 6th in Hollywood. Be sure and come on out. Now, we were talking about these movies that tell us everything. Clockwork Orange was a classic. Let's get to the next one. Conspiracy Theory, 1997. Richard Donner, Mel Gibson movie. Of course, Mel is in quite a few conspiracy-ish, conspiracy-themed movies, but this one was one of the classics. Edge of Darkness is another Mel Gibson conspiracy movie that a lot of people overlook. A lot of interesting things going on in that. But the reason I chose Conspiracy Theory is not just the title of it, but in my own life, this was one of the first movies I watched. It came out in 1997. I remember seeing it at the theater. That was kind of my first exposure to conspiracy culture. I know X-Files had kind of just got going on Fox back in the mid to late 90s. I didn't really watch TV back then. I was in high school, so I didn't care about TV. I cared about girls. And I remember going to the movie. I did like movies, though. And I remember going and thinking, oh, this is pretty crazy. I wonder how much of the stuff that Crazy Jerry, the conspiracy theorist, talks about is actually correct. And if you watch the movie, quite a bit of what he said was correct. He got some things wrong because he ran a little conspiracy newsletter, if you remember in the film. But it turns out, and I'm not spoiling too much if you've never seen it, it turns out that Jerry was actually a subject of MKUltra. And Patrick Stewart, Captain Picard, he plays the handler to Jerry. So he's actually Jerry's CIA handler who was mind-controlling him to create a programmed assassin. And they were using him as a private secret corporate assassin group that was... they could be used for hire. So it wasn't really even the CIA. It was people who had gone on from the CIA to create a private corporate intelligence network of private assassins that would then go and kill politicians. And right. And so the story was, of course, that Mel Gibson was supposed to kill Julia Roberts' dad, who was a high-level politician. And it turns out that most of his paranoia was true, and a huge part of the narrative is about MKUltra. And if you go back and watch it, it's amazing how much of MKUltra and how much accuracy was packed into that film. And, you know, Mel Gibson has done some of the best work in terms of putting out good messages in Hollywood. And people have dug up actually old clips from around this time of the mid to late 90s when Mel was actually saying how dark Hollywood was even back then. So super duper mega red pill based Mel way ahead of time when it comes to talking about the esoteric occult satanic elements even back then. And so I highly recommend if you've never watched Conspiracy Theory, go back and watch it and you'll be pleasantly surprised. It holds up pretty well. And especially the conspiracy stuff. So much of this has actually come out and blow you away. Next movie, we can't pass up another 90s film. I remember when this came out, I wasn't super into it just because I didn't know much about the JFK assassination. And I was only about maybe 12 or so. I mean, I was just now hitting, you know, like high school era, starting freshman high school or something. But and that's the 1991 Oliver Stone film JFK, which turns out was based on multiple different authors that I think Alex has had most of these authors on over the years. He's had Jim Mars on. I think Jim Mars' book was played a key role in Oliver Stone. I think Jim Mars consulted in part on the screenplay with Oliver Stone. I know that Colonel Fletcher Prouty's book, Secret Team, played part of a role in this film. That's a classic. And I know that I think Mark Lane's book also played a role. So a lot of the classic kind of JFK writers and early phase conspiracy people did have a role in helping Oliver Stone to put this together. And there was sort of a golden period in the 80s and 90s when you could still get a lot of these kinds of movies made. And so I think, you know, Oliver Stone deserves props for getting that done. And Alex has had Sean Stone on many times. I've had done many podcasts and shows and hung out with Sean Stone. And, you know, he knows a lot about this stuff and the Hollywood stuff, too, that we've talked about. So I would say go back and watch JFK and you'll notice how much of that old generation conspiracy stuff actually comes through in the story. We find out the mafia elements, we find out the CIA elements, and that's important because a lot of this has now come to the fore, not just with Tucker covering the CIA relationship to the JFK assassination, but now RFK rising in popularity and getting out there and talking about a lot of these issues and basically saying, yeah, the CIA was crucial in the assassination of my elder family members. Yeah, exactly. So go back and watch Oliver Stone's JFK, and I think you'll notice that. A lot of other Oliver Stone films also have, you know, conspiracy themes here and there, but I think JFK comes to the fore as the most conspiratorial of his films and probably the closest to pretty much what went on right that day. I think it's pretty clear that you have people like E. Howard Hunt. Alex, in fact, years ago went and got a deathbed interview with E. Howard Hunt before he passed away, saying, yes, I had a key role in that. And I think at that time, Alex was the only person covering that. Maybe Rolling Stone did a piece on it, but Alex has an old interview with E. Howard Hunt. You guys should try to dig that up. It's a classic because he said, yeah, it was us. We did it. CIA did it. I had a key role in that, as well as other factors. Mafia played a role, too. So huge admissions there from E. Howard Hunt back in the day. Next film I would say that's really important. This is would round out the 10th of my top 10 conspiracy movies would be the old movie Metropolis from Fritz Lang, 1927 film. Now, it's going to be a little difficult to watch if you've never watched this film. There are actually some versions that people have made on YouTube which have sound and because this is an old silent film, basically. And they've added music and there's colorized versions. And so it's about a three-hour movie, so two and a half, two something like that. 245. So it's going to take a lot of time and effort. It's not an easy, it's very different. I'll say that. But there's a lot of really profound futurist elements in this, including the prediction of the rise of AI, sex bots, and how that would be used to control the city. The social sphere might even be destroyed by the implementation of AI and sex bots. That's actually what this 1927 movie is about. Amazing, amazing prophetic elements in it. This is probably one of the most profound future presentations that we've ever seen. In fact, when they create the AI, she's created by a mad scientist sitting there underneath an inverted pentagram. And the idea in the film is that this will actually be a satanic ritual process, which will bring about the AI, which will then bring about the apocalypse and the destruction of society. The film actually has a lot of references to Babylon, you know, the whore city of the Book of Revelation and all this kind of stuff. That's all in the film from 1927, and it predicted, again, that it would actually be transhumanism that would bring about the collapse of society. And so in the film, I won't spoil it, but they realize that, hey, maybe this isn't a good idea to release, you know, AI sex bots on the population. It might end up in an apocalypse. So hopefully you enjoyed this. There it is. There's that great sequence there where she's seated at the base of an inverted pyramid where the science, basically dark alchemical science, is actually a satanic endeavor to invert nature and turn it into something dark or control. If you would like deeper analyses, my books actually have full-on analyses of all of these films that we covered today. You can go to my website, jasonanalysis.com, in the shop and get signed.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, today, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.